Welcome to the Losing Weight with Fasting and Mindful Eating podcast. I am your host, Monica Banach, an advanced practice nurse and a weight loss coach. I am so grateful for you taking the time to listen to today's episode. In today's episode, I'm going to give you some helpful tips on how to get through the holidays, those special events, work parties, family dinners, and not feel guilty about eating your favorite foods or worrying about gaining unnecessary weight. I'm going to go through 10 tips you can use to help you have a healthier relationship with the holidays and not freak out about it. So Turkey Day, or Thanksgiving here in the United States, marks the beginning of 5 to 6 week period of holiday parties. Lots of festive social events, work parties, Christmas parties, family gatherings. I mean, Thanksgiving, some people go to like 4 different dinners for Thanksgiving. And I'm not sure if this year it's going to be different as far as like 2020 and the COVID virus. I'm not sure what's going to happen the end of November or December. It's quite possible that our country might be shut down again. I don't know. I know that Europe has been shutting down in November because of the increased cases of COVID. So this might be a little bit different this year as far as like holiday parties at work at least. So I guess we'll see. This is the first time in my life history. So I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody knows, right? But either way, even if it's a holiday party or a family gathering or whatnot, all these things you can still utilize and apply to your life. Oftentimes what people say is, oh, it's the holidays, I want to enjoy myself. You know, food and treats are everywhere. It's like they're hunting you, literally. And oftentimes we have this all or nothing mindset. And we tell ourselves that January is just a few short weeks away. The New Year's resolutions and holidays are just busy, so I want to enjoy myself and I'll start back in January. But then January comes and you are 10 or more pounds heavier. You feel guilty, nothing fits. Then you start your January resolutions. You start fasting and going hard. You go all in, you exercise. And within a few weeks, you give up because it's just too much. Or you've gained so much weight and you feel so guilty and depressed and you just don't even want to go to the gym because you're embarrassed. That's happened to me. And these are just few examples of this toxic mentality that we carry around the holidays. And our brain is sabotaging us by accepting this way of thinking. Trust me, this was me pretty much every holiday season. I would say, oh, I'm not going to eat anything bad this holiday season. I'm going to be good. And then I'll end up just going all in and just have this effort attitude. Or, you know, if I already cheated one time, then I'm not going to worry about what I eat for the rest of the holidays. But believe me when I say this, it is possible to cruise into January without gaining extra weight. You might even actually drop weight. It is totally possible. And oftentimes what happens during holidays is we just feel so guilty for not enjoying food during the holidays because we think, oh, well, these cookies are only on Christmas. I can only eat these cookies on Christmas. And I just need to eat them. Okay, well, you can eat them. It's like we sabotage ourselves and it makes us feel terrible. if you're going to enjoy some holiday treats, don't feel guilty about it. Because this exactly, that will often lead to the effort attitude and can put you in the binge. So here are a few tips on how to get through the holidays without gaining weight and feeling guilty. Number one, plan ahead of time. Plan ahead. This is probably the most important. Establish perhaps like a holiday protocol. Write down each holiday that you're going to attend or each party that you're going to attend and put down your plan. You know, what am I going to eat at my in-laws' Thanksgiving? What do they typically have? Am I going to fast before I go to dinner? Perhaps incorporate some exercise before I go to the dinner. It is okay to allow yourself a special treat that you enjoy. You don't have to feel guilty or restrict yourself from eating some of your favorite foods during the holidays. But don't go to a Christmas dinner without any plan and hope for the best because you will certainly fail, meaning you'll probably eat everything in sight. When you have a plan and you can at least somewhat stick to it, you'll be so much more successful. You'll know what you're gonna eat when you go to your parents' dinner because you know your favorite treats and you can put them on your plan. They don't have to be this, you know, restrictive food or the guilt. And when you eat those foods, eat them, like be mindful about it. Enjoy them. Don't like take a bite of this cookie and be like, "Ooh, it's going straight into my hips." No, don't do that. That is the worst thing you can do. Enjoy the food. Enjoy it. Number two, and I kind of mentioned that above already, drop this all or nothing mindset. It is not healthy. Our guilt often tells us that we shouldn't eat certain foods, but then we cave and then we devour everything in sight. So, you know, you'll go to your parents' dinner and you're like, "Oh, I'm not gonna eat any of these bad foods. I'm gonna be good." But then that cookie looks so good and it's winking at you. And then you have that one cookie. And because you had the one forbidden cookie that you were not gonna eat, then you're just like, "Forget it. I'm just gonna eat everything in sight now because I already busted my plan." When this all or nothing mindset kicks in, it's the worst because you feel like you have no control over your eating. Don't acquire thoughts of, "Oh, it's the holiday. Why am I being such a downer? I should just eat whatever I want." Don't. Keep your thoughts in control. And that is the next point. Number three, control your thoughts. We all know everything starts in your mind. Don't go to a holiday party and say, "I'm going to be tempted because food is everywhere." Yes, feeling tempted is normal, but it does go away. Or say to yourself, "I always gain weight during the holidays, and this year will probably not be any different." This is simply not true. Believe that this year will be different because you will plan ahead and you will incorporate fasting in your schedule. How you think is always a choice. Everything starts in your mind. If you go into the holidays with the mindset that you will gain weight, then you will. And those thoughts might still pop up, but just because you're thinking about something doesn't mean you have to believe those thoughts. You can redirect them and think something positive. Like, "This holiday, I'm not going to gain weight." Or give yourself like a limit. "This holiday, the max I'm gonna gain is 5 pounds. And as soon as I see that extra 5 pounds on the scale, I'm going to fast, or I'm going to go for an extra walk every day this week." Set your limits, set your standards. Number four, learn how to say no to people that push food on you without feeling guilty. This is huge. These are these crap pushers, food pushers. I don't know why people do this, but it is especially on the holidays. It's like everyone wants you to just stuff yourself all the time, 24/7. But you can learn to, or you can practice actually saying, I'm good right now. I had something. I'm not hungry at this moment, but thank you. A lot of times we just say yes because we don't want to disappoint others, but we end up disappointing ourselves. So be careful of that. This is a form of self-care. Don't try to please others at your own expense. That is not healthy. And if these crap pushers, these food pushers are continue to push, you know, then maybe you're just going to have to say, listen, I will grab food when I'm hungry. I don't eat when I'm not hungry. You don't even have to mention that you're fasting or anything like that. Just be pretty direct and say, at the moment, I'm not hungry. That, I mean, how difficult is that for people to understand? Like, I'm just not hungry. I don't eat when I'm not hungry. Number five, incorporate fasting before certain holidays and special events. So let's say you're gonna have two Thanksgiving dinners with your family and then with your in-laws. Then maybe do, you know, jump into like a 24 to 72 hour fast before, and then break your fast on that Thursday on your Thanksgiving dinner. So then you don't have to stress about gaining extra weight. And this can be so easily done with fasting focused lifestyle. Or you can fast afterwards. I'm sure after you have two big Thanksgiving dinners, you're going to be so stuffed that you're not even going to want to eat anything for at least a couple of days. So plan that as well. Incorporate fasting. It is such a great tool that we have. And we can utilize it during holidays. Number six, enjoy food without guilt. I cannot stress how important this is. Your mom's favorite Christmas cookies are not evil. And you are not evil by eating these cookies. If you associate these foods with guilt, you will feel terrible and you most likely will cave in. Give yourself permission to have your mom's favorite cookie. It is okay. You are not going to gain 10 pounds from eating one cookie. But when it's not okay is when you restrict yourself so much and say you're not going to eat any bad foods, these devil foods, right? And then as soon as you get to your parents' house, you eat 10 cookies. And then you feel guilty because you had no control. So then you probably eat 10 more. So give yourself permission to enjoy your favorite foods without the guilt. Remember, you are in control of your choices. There aren't any holiday leprechauns that I know of that are sneaking food and stuffing them in your mouth when you're not looking. I don't know of any. So no one is shoving food in your mouth. You have the control, and thinking that you don't have control is not helpful. Put it on your holiday protocol. Put the foods that you enjoy over the holidays, even those evil foods like cookies or cake, put them on your protocol and plan ahead. Number seven, incorporate exercise during the holidays. And again, it doesn't have to be anything crazy. You can just plan to go on a nice, long, relaxing walk before Thanksgiving dinner. You're probably going to feel better too. There's often lots of 5Ks and all these Thanksgiving dinner runs. Again, I don't know if it's going to happen this season, but that's a great way to wake up on Thanksgiving morning and do a 5K, and then you can enjoy your food later on. But what I don't want you to do is I don't want you to eat crap all day, and then because you feel so guilty, you jump on the elliptical for 2 to 3 hours. That is not healthy. The guilt in your mind that's making you do obsessive amount of exercise is not healthy. So don't do that. Plan it ahead, just like your foods, what you're going to eat. Exercise should be planned ahead, and it should be a priority because it not only makes you feel better. Sometimes holidays can be stressful. You know, you're hanging out with family members that maybe you don't like so much or get along. You know, it can be stressful. So nice, long, relaxing walk can be a nice thing for you. Number 8, write down why you get so much joy around the holidays and events. I don't want you to give all the joy to food, because some of the thoughts around food are okay, but I bet that a lot of your joy comes from thoughts around other things, like being with those that you love, maybe celebrating something important, or if you're religious, celebrating Jesus's birth. There's so much other things around the holidays that bring you joy. Maybe seeing the Christmas decorations brings you joy, building a snowman. Again, don't give all of your joy, all of your holiday joy to food, because that is not healthy and quite obsessive, actually. Number 9, identify your weaknesses. Is there a specific food or an alcoholic beverage that you have a difficult time saying no to? What are those foods? Identify those weaknesses and perhaps plan to enjoy some of those weaknesses without the guilt, if you can. If you love the holiday eggnog, for example, maybe you can find a different version of that eggnog with less calories, so you can still enjoy it but not feel guilty for drinking, you know, 400 calorie drink. So also, again, plan ahead. You can go to a party and have fun without indulging in everything at sight. Number 10, alcohol. It seems like we do drink a lot more on the holidays, majority of us, I think. And oftentimes this can be difficult for people to say no to. So if you're going to drink, perhaps choose something with less sugar in it so it doesn't make you crave bad foods after you drink it. This is something that always happens to me. As soon as I have a couple glasses of wine, I have crazy cravings for carbs and junk food. And then, you know, maybe if you don't want to drink, if you just don't want to drink during the holidays and you don't want to feel the pressure of others asking you, oh, why are you not drinking? What's wrong? You can always just get a sparkling water, put some ice in it, and then some limes on the side. So people assume that you're drinking a beverage. I have done that actually before. Or just say, hey, I'm driving today. Or, you know, again, I don't know why it is so difficult sometimes. People are so pushy, especially around alcohol, or they think or assume that there's something wrong, or why are you not drinking? Oh my goodness. You know, just shut them down. So these are all 10 tips. Hopefully you guys enjoy them. I do want to do a call to action. So what I want you to do, I want you to spend some time right now creating your holiday protocol. Write down on a piece of paper which dinners you're going to attend this year, what work parties you're going to be attending. Sometimes it's really not that many. There could be like 3 holiday dinners total that you're attending. But you can put it on the paper, write it down. Be realistic about your protocol. If you always have certain foods on Thanksgiving and it's your absolute favorite, include it in your protocol. Don't restrict it. I hope this helps you guys, maybe ease you into the holidays. It is possible to not gain weight during the holidays. You just have to change your mindset, change the way you approach the holidays, plan ahead, utilize all these tips that I gave you. And I would love to hear some of your success stories with the holidays. please message me on or DM me on Instagram and let me know how you did during this holiday season and what other tips or other things that you utilize to help you get through the holidays. So good luck to all of you and happy holidays.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe, share it on your social media, and be sure to leave a review on iTunes. Follow Monica on Instagram at fit.fat.hotaf and on Twitter at fitfathotaf.